You know, we're raising a narrow venue, and we say, I don't owe him a thing. You do if you're born again. It's not the person in error makes the first move. It's the person that's born again, is living under the lordship of Jesus Christ, always makes the first move. And if I find bitterness and resentment in my heart, I do just every now and then. I pace and say, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. What do you want me to do, Lord? I'm going to forgive. And what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Do is what you do. It's not what you think you're going to do. It's not what you think about. It's not a kind thought. Do is what you do. Which has nothing to do with the lesson. If you're new, this is not our norm. Now, if you look at Malachi 3:6, I'm the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I love that verse. What do you think it is about the Lord that keeps him from burning you to a crisp? His mercy endureth. It's because he doesn't change. He doesn't change because of you were ugly. He can't be ugly because you were. He's not going to kick you in the shins because you didn't act right. If you read Malachi, and it's easy to read, it's a very short book, get you a newer translation and read. God said, you've not honored me. And they said, really, we honored you? Didn't we honor you? They didn't have a clue how far off they were. And he said, you've robbed me. And they said, we didn't rob you of anything. He said, your priests have not walked in the knowledge of God. They didn't. Very sinful, disobedient people. He said, you offer blemished lambs upon my altar. They offered those that couldn't be used for the promotion of a good lamb for sale. The offcasts they've sent to the temple, which as you've read the Old Testament, you know that wasn't the plan. And God said, you know, it's because I don't change. Now see, we are going to be changed from sin and sickness to health and healing. We're going to be new creatures. We're going to be sons of God. We're going to be in his kingdom. And we're going to grow up in him, yielding to his lordship, being a part of the work of the kingdom. Satan went downhill, but we're every single day going uphill, higher and higher and higher and higher in God. But God never changes. Now, if I can find out what God is like, who he is like, if I can read the Bible record and determine what God is like, then I'll know what he's like today, because he hasn't changed. He is today like he was yesterday. Now look at Psalms 145. We have a sharp biblical record of who God is and what he's like. And that's who he was. That's who he is. That's who he always will be. Now we have a new covenant. And God responds to us through the new covenant, but the nature of God does not ever change. He's the same. Now it says in Psalms 145, verse 8, the Lord is gracious. My grandmother used to say, goodness gracious. I'm not sure what that meant. This word gracious has to do with being benevolent. It has to do with an innate desire to help people. It's very much like Hebrews where it says, the Lord is my helper. Gracious person wants to help you. My grandmother was very gracious. She was about 5 foot, maybe, barely. She could walk underneath my arm if I had my arm out. That's about whatever, four something. And she had very tiny little feet. And when I went over there, she wanted to give me her bedroom slippers, which you can tell I have the longest foot in my family, which is a size 7. We don't do big feet in our family. We do other things big, but not feet. I said, oh, Granny, I can't wear those. I couldn't wear those. You wear them. Didn't somebody give those to you? She said, yeah, they're brand new. You take them. I said, no, no, you take them. See, gracious people, they're not satisfied unless they can help you, do something for you. God is not satisfied until you open the door. Come unto me, all you labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He said, come. He's not going to kick the door open or force the door open. He's not satisfied until his gracious nature opens the door. Revelation says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door. So you've got to come to him. You've got to let Him work in your life. He wants to be gracious. He wants to be beneficial. He wants to be helpful. It means in the Hebrew, it says to a superior to stoop to an inferior. It means to stoop down to help, to favor, to not consider your condition, and to know that you came and you opened your heart and He's willing to help you. He's not changed. He's still gracious. Now, if we say healing, this is a healing class, we say healing's not for today. What we're saying is God was gracious, and now He's a little hard-hearted. Now, if you get sick, He doesn't really always care. But see, I'm the Lord thy God. You changed. You came into the kingdom. You declared His lordship. Satan changed. You changed. But God is steady, and He's always gracious.